Yeah, you know, I think it's a good defense. I think, you know, in this league, you can toss record out. I mean, week in and week out, you know you're going to get everybody's best. And, you know, when you watch their defense, I think they're solid in the front seven. I'm not sure how many sacks. They hit a bunch of sacks last week. You know, so you see them getting after the passer. I think they do a lot of different things, a lot of different fronts, blitzes, et cetera, that we have to be on top of. We're going to have to make sure that we communicate really well, that we're really well prepared going into the game to handle all of the different things that they do.
But, I mean, their numbers, they're on current record to, you know, give up the most yards, most points, most rushing. But you see something different than what these numbers are telling.
Well, I mean, there's been plays made against them for sure. You know, but there's also been some good stuff that you see. And that's usually the case. I mean, I think anytime you watch the film, it's never as good, it's never as bad. I feel like we say that about, you know, our own film all the time. And that's the same when you go against opponents. I mean, there's some really good things that they do, and they've made some plays that are tough. But, again, it's about us. I mean, we have to be prepared. We have to play, you know, up to our standard, the way that we're capable of playing. And that's got to be the focus the entire week.
What about you guys being able to adapt last week without, you know, a couple major weapons there? What did you see amongst your troops there that, you know, people doing stuff to kind of pitch in and keep the thing moving there?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's always hard anytime you have, you know, your top two wide receivers down. I mean, it's tough to replace that, but our guys stepped up. I mean, our guys played extremely competitively. They played great. But most of those guys have been contributing all year, you know. Other than Nick Williams, who was active for the first time last week and did a great job for us, coming up with, I think, 4 third down conversions. You know, the rest of those guys have been active all year, and we trust them to make plays at all times. And, you know, Justin Hardy got it going for us first play of the game with a great catch in the end zone. And Taylor Gabriel was explosive, but he's been explosive all year. And Aldrick Robinson continues to make a lot of good plays for us. So we have confidence in all those guys that when it's time to go and their number gets called, you know, they're going to make plays.
We hear from Coach Quinn all the time about focus on what's happening today and et cetera, but you guys are only human. To what extent do you allow yourself a peek on the scoreboard, either during a break during the game when you're on the sideline or anything like that? It's getting to be that kind of year.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really. During games, I guess, you know, last week might have been a little bit different just because I wasn't really in the fourth quarter, so that was a different situation than normal. But, you know, usually I don't know anything that's gone on. Brian usually tells me, you know, after the game. And so, you know, I don't worry about it too much. I mean, at the end of the day, we have to, you know, play our best. We have to play the way that we're capable of, and we've got to take care of our task at hand. And what everybody else does, you know, if we handle our business, it doesn't matter.
Matt, not playing the fourth and not being in a nail biter to the end, does that help mentally and physically for this week a little bit more?
I'm not sure if it, you know, another 15 plays or whatever makes that big of a difference, but anytime you win this time of the year, it's a good thing. And so, you know, I thought it was important for us to go out there, prepare the way that we did all week last week, play the way that we did. And now we've got to do that again this week. And so we'll be ready to go.
Anyone else?
Of course, you're not defending him, but can you talk about Colin Kaepernick? You know, you've seen him before in the past.
Luckily, I am not defending him. That's a good thing for all of us. He's a dynamic player for sure. I have played against him a number of times, and he's extremely athletic. I mean, if he gets up into the open field, he can run. He's got an extremely powerful arm, can, you know, push the ball down the field and make some great plays. So, I mean, he's always a threat when you're going against him.
Matt, 30 touchdowns, 6 straight year, 4,000 yards passing. You're putting I know you don't like to talk about yourself, but you got a pretty good campaign going on numbers-wise. What are some of the things you attribute that to, and how you want to close this regular season out?
Well, you know, hopefully we can close out the regular season, you know, with some wins. I mean, that's you know, the only thing that really matters. But, you know, anytime you're putting up statistics or numbers or stuff like that, it means that the guys around you are playing really well. And, you know, I've been lucky throughout my career to play with a lot of really good teammates and guys that make plays. And so, you know, that's probably the biggest thing that I think of when you talk about a number of seasons in a row doing X, Y, and Z. You know, I've been fortunate to play with a lot of really good players.